Okay, Pro Photo Summit 2008. I'm here with Natalie Dibish, also known as Miss Annula on Flickr. Natalie, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Tell us about how you started in photography and tell us about how you found yourself to be here in Redmond talking at the Pro Photo Summit.
Well, I was asked to come and talk about basically my work and mm-hmm. how Flickr has impacted upon it and given me two gallery shows, essentially. My speech aimed to kind of demonstrate how it was a little bit different for me because my work didn't come about until I started sharing my stuff on Flickr. Mm-hmm. And interaction with people on the photo sharing site actually fed into the continued creation of my work and created this alter ego of, and my whole portfolio of work. And how all that work is also, because it's digital photography and because it's digitally processed and because it's self-portraiture, all those elements offer me this ultimate control over what I do, which has offered me this route into art that's largely untraditional.
So let's talk about your particular path and your timeline. How long have you been taking photos in the current medium that you're kind of known for and you've kind of built this renown?
That's just over 2 years now.
Oh, wow, so a very short period of time.
Yeah.
And how did it start? What did you do?
That was when I first found Flickr. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at people's pictures on there from what I could see on there. Although, as I say, the more time you spend on there, the more people you do discover. So it becomes more rewarding as you go along. But when I first came onto Flickr, I saw how self-portraiture was not a common thing to do, but an accepted thing to do.
Right.
So I had previously taken self-portraits as a young teenager, but I took it up again a couple of years ago in this cloning style, which I saw as a technique being used, and I was inspired to try it.
And just very quickly, cloning, explain that if you could.
Where basically is more than one of you in the picture, so
sure.
You're actually like a group shot, but with
just
everyone
you.
Is yourself. Yeah.
And are you doing that in the camera, or are you doing it in Photoshop, or how do you actually achieve that?
That's in Photoshop.
Okay.
So you're taking many pictures on the camera and then bringing them together in Photoshop by the use of layering and cutting and blending.
Okay, so you're creating these images and you're putting them up on Flickr and you're obviously building a community of friends and you're interacting with them. And then what was the next step?
It wasn't really any step, really. I mean, I just kept doing that. And then that's when I got somebody who was on Flickr who had a contact with a gallery in Brighton who then approached me and asked if I was interested in exhibiting. So exhibiting from there, then I had an interview with the BBC, for example, and some exposure in a magazine. And then, so because other people would hear about me and then ask to do an interview with me. So it would all, branch off into more publicity. And then one particular article in a magazine led to somebody in a gallery in Madrid who I've ended up exhibiting with this year,
wow.
Which has been successful. And then from there, obviously, that would spawn more links into other places, including, well, Microsoft came... Coming to Microsoft for the summit was due to somebody on Flickr who recommended me to the organiser of the summit. So that's directly from Flickr rather than from one of the branches from Flickr, which was impressive.
So where are you now? Where are you finding yourself? You've got a lot of notoriety, or I should say publicity, around your style of photography, and you've done that through non-traditional means, primarily through Flickr. What's the next step for you?
Keep doing what I do, I think, and keep seeing where it'll take me. I'm at a stage now where I've finished studying, because most of my photography has been done. Well, all of my photography has been done whilst on the side while studying, because it started a year into my degree. So now I'm at a stage where I'm obviously thinking about what I want to do as a full-time career and contemplating whether that could be something photographic or whether that is something that has to have more time and energy put into it before it becomes a dignified full-time thing, rather than obviously I could go and be a photographer's assistant or something, and I would have really enjoyed a job like that, but to actually do something with my Miss Annula photography full-time would be something I'd like to do, but would obviously take a little bit more time, I think. But with some more work, I think I could apply my style of self-portraits to pictures of other people.
Right.
And doing commissions for other projects and other people, which I'd be really interested in doing. I've started doing a little bit already with other models,
mm-hmm.
But I want to make sure I keep doing self-portraits to retain that passion for what I do, because essentially with self-portraits, after you finish taking pictures of another person, it's nice to go back and take self-portraits because you're back to having absolute control and no compromise with mm-hmm. the final result, not the actual taking of the pictures, which is what I really love about what I do.
And are you now using different types of equipment, or are you still on, I think you mentioned you were using some fairly basic point-and-shoot cameras in the beginning. Is that still what you're using primarily to take your self-portraits?
Well, I'm using a kind of bridge camera at the moment. It's not an SLR, but it's kind of better than a compact. Whereas at first I used a kind of compact camera.
Mm-hmm.
So tripod and sometimes a timer, but generally my equipment is quite basic at the moment. Photoshop, obviously. I'd like to look into getting some lighting equipment maybe mm-hmm. in the near future, but at the moment, as in my presentation, I've shown how you can improvise with lighting and use things like lamps and natural lighting generally, lamps, candles, windows, outside lighting, to make your work maybe a lot more personal, because you are using your own environment, your own home, for example, or the area around where you live, which can make your photography more relevant to you or more meaningful, perhaps, rather than using a blank studio wall.
Where can I go to see your images and learn more about your photography? Is it still your Flickr account, or do you have a website now?
I have my own website, which is linked from Flickr, so you can see a selection of my Flickr images, which is basically missaniela.com.
Mm-hmm.
By going onto Flickr and searching missaniela, you can find my account on there, which has all of my images right from the start. Obviously, the descriptions, which are narrated alongside, which a lot of people say is an important part of my work,
right.
Which they enjoy. And obviously everyone's comments as well, and the views, and where it all started.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks for your time, and thanks for coming to the Pro Photo Summit. We'll see you again.
My pleasure. Thank you.